Today we're building a Roller Tactics Amen variation stack in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to get that jungle old school drum and bass energy that feels alive, tense, and constantly moving. If you're new to the style, here's the big idea. Don't treat the Amen break like a plain loop, treat it like a performance. That means we start with one solid core break, then add a few smart variations around it so the groove evolves without losing its identity. This is a huge part of why old school jungle still feels so exciting. The listener hears the main snare and kick pattern, but little ghost notes, tiny fills, filtered layers, and turnaround moments keep pulling the ear forward. It's movement without chaos. That's the sweet spot. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use Ableton stock tools only. So think drum rack, simpler or audio clips, auto filter, EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Nothing fancy needed. The magic is in how you arrange and shape the break. First, set your project tempo to somewhere in the DNB zone, around 172 BPM. That's a great starting point for old school jungle. Fast enough to drive, but still roomy enough for the break to breathe. Now create a clean drum workspace. If you want to stay organized, drop a drum rack on a MIDI track and keep your parts grouped by role. But for this lesson, the easiest route is to start with the Amen as a single audio clip or in simpler, then duplicate it into variations. That way you can hear clearly how each version changes the feel. Find a section of the Amen that has a strong kick and snare shape. You want a part that already has some natural swing and character. Loop one bar first. Zoom in and make sure the loop starts right on a clear transient, usually the first kick or snare. If the clip is too hot, pull the gain down a bit. Beginners often overlook volume, but it matters a lot. Use level first, plugins second. Now clean it up a little with EQ8. High pass, very low rumble, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break sounds muddy, make a gentle cut around 200 to 350 Hz. And if the snare needs a bit more crack, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to turn the Amen into a modern hyper-polished loop. We want it to still sound like the Amen. At this point, you have your main anchor. That anchor should feel solid and recognizable, because the snare is usually the reference point in jungle. Everything else can move around it. Next, make your first variation. Duplicate the break and turn it into a ghost note version. This one should not be louder. In fact, it should usually be a bit softer, maybe 3 to 6 dB lower than the main break. Now make tiny edits. You can chop one or two extra ghost hits, shift a small snare pickup a few milliseconds earlier or later, or repeat a short hat tail once. The goal is micro motion. If you're working in audio, cut the clip into pieces and rearrange a few hits. If you're using simpler, slice the break and trigger a few snippets on top. Keep it tasteful. This layer is there to add human energy, not to steal the show. In old school jungle, these little off-grid details are what make the break feel like it's being played, not copied. You can also add a very subtle groove or swing feel here. If you use the groove pool, keep it light, maybe 10 to 25% swing, and apply it mainly to the ghost hits or top details. Leave the main snare anchor more locked in. That contrast is important. Tight center, loose edges. That's a strong DNB recipe. Now we'll make the second variation, which is your filtered tension layer. Duplicate the main break again and make this version darker and thinner. Put auto filter on it and low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. If you want the layer to evolve, automate the cutoff so it slowly opens over one or two bars. A little resonance, around 10 to 20%, can add bite, but don't push it too hard. After that, add saturator. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and use soft clip if needed. This version should sit underneath the main break and create atmosphere. It's a tension tool. It can help a phrase feel like it's building even when the drum pattern itself is staying simple. That's a really important DNB lesson. By the way, the drums do not need to get busier to feel bigger. Sometimes a filter duplicate gives you all the drama you need. Now for the third variation, the fill and turnaround layer. This is what keeps the loop from sounding like a static repeat. Keep it simple. Use the last half beat or last beat of the Amen. Add one extra snare hit, or make a quick chopped roll. You can even reverse a tiny break slice into the next bar for a subtle pickup. A good beginner move is to build a one beat or two beat fill at the end of bar 4. That's enough to signal change without overdoing it. If you want a little extra aggression, add drum bus lightly. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%, and only a little transient emphasis if you need the fill to cut through. Usually keep the boom low or off unless you want extra weight. This fill layer is your signpost. It tells the listener something is about to happen, whether that's a bass change, a drop repeat, or a new 8-bar section. Now group the layers together into a drum group. This is where the stack starts to feel like one instrument instead of three separate clips. On the group, add a little EQ 8 for cleanup, maybe a small cut around 250 Hz if the stack feels boxy. Add drum bus for glue and punch, but keep it controlled. A little drive goes a long way, and use utility if you need to keep the low end more centered and solid. Headroom matters here. Let the drums feel strong, but don't crush the master. You want space for the bass line or sub to breathe. In roller style DNB, the drums and bass should dance together, not fight each other. Now let's talk about arrangement, because this is where beginner loops start becoming actual tracks. Think in 4-bar phrases. Bar 1. The main amen groove. Bar 2. The main groove again, maybe with a small ghost note detail. Bar 3. Bring in the filtered tension layer or some extra movement. Bar 4. Use the fill or turnaround version to lead into the next phrase. That simple structure already makes the drums feel like they're revolving. The listener gets stability first, then varination, then tension, then a reset. That pattern works beautifully in jungle and old school roller DNB because it creates forward motion without clutter. A great coaching tip here is to think in rolls, not layers. Ask yourself, is this layer supporting the groove, adding tension, or acting as a fill? If two layers are doing the same job, remove one. Less can definitely be more here. Also, check the drums with bass early. Don't wait until the end. Loop a sub note or a simple res while you're building. Amen stacks can sound amazing solo and then turn messy once the bass enters. If the kick loses punch, clean up overlapping low mid energy. If the snare disappears, try a small boost around 2-5 kHz or a tiny transient lift. If the groove starts feeling too rigid, you can add swing or manually nudge a few slices late. But keep the main pulse anchored. The magic is in the contrast between the locked snare and the looser details. That's what gives jungle its personality. At this point, you can also think about resampling. Once your stack feels good, route the drum group to a new audio track and record it. Resampling helps glue the layers together and gives you a single break performance you can edit more easily. It also helps you commit, which is a very real part of making DNB efficiently. You don't want to tweak forever. You want to make decisions and keep moving. After resampling, you can do a little more shaping if needed. Maybe a tiny EQ correction, maybe a very light beat repeat for a glitchy fill, or a touch of grit with redux if you want that rough underground edge. Just be careful not to destroy the groove. The break should still feel punchy and readable. So let's recap the core workflow. Start with one strong amen loop. Make a ghost note variation for movement. Make a filtered version for tension. Make a short fill version for the turnaround. Group them, shape them, and arrange them in 4-bar phrases. That's the roller tactics approach. One break, stacked with intent, moving like a living part of the track. If you want to practice this properly, spend 15 minutes building a 4-bar amen variation stack at 172 BPM. Then play it with a sub or res and ask yourself a few questions. Which bar feels strongest? Where does the groove lose energy? Which variation is doing the most work? And what can you remove without weakening the loop? That last question is big. In jungle and old school DNB, the best decision is often to delete something. Leave some air, let the ear reset, then hit it again with a fill or a filtered lift so the next phrase lands harder. Alright, build the stack, keep the snare as your anchor, and let the break breathe. That's how you get that classic rolling jungle momentum inside Ableton Live 12.